Welcome to People, Places, and How We Use Spaces, where we chat with amazing, successful people whose stories inspire us. As a bonus, all of our guests have something to teach us about commercial real estate based on their own experiences. I am your host, Lisa Christensen. My companies help business owners, developers, and investors buy, sell, and lease space. On today's episode of People and Places and How We Use Spaces, we are joined by our guests, Amanda Ferlita and Sam Omis. Amanda is an incoming junior at the University of St. Thomas, and Sam is a senior who is also at St. Thomas. Sam and Amanda are Christensen & Company Commercial Real Estate Services summer interns. On today's episode, Amanda and Sam provide great insight into what their generation is looking for when they enter the job market, how they will work differently than their parents, and how COVID has impacted their experiences. Before we get started, I just want to thank you all for listening. I would really appreciate it if you follow, subscribe, share, rate, and review the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. It really makes a difference, and I really appreciate you. And now I'd like to give a warm welcome to Amanda Ferlita and Sam Omis. Well, welcome to People and Places and How We Use Spaces. I am delighted to have two guests today, Sam Omis and Amanda Ferlita. They are two interns for the summer, Christensen & Company's interns. We have a 10-week internship program every summer here at Christensen & Company. And I've got two really talented. It's day two of your roles, right?
Yep.
We're really started, so you don't even know what you've gotten yourself into. They haven't quit yet, so that's a good sign. But maybe you guys can just tell me a little bit about yourselves, and maybe Amanda, you can start.
Yeah. So I'm Amanda. I am a junior at St. Thomas, majoring in finance and real estate. And yeah, I'm just super excited to be here and get to know the business and everything about it.
Awesome. And what about you, Sam?
Yeah. My name is Sam Omis. I'm at the University of St. Thomas, going to be a senior this next fall. I'm pursuing a business administration degree and from Endota Heights, Minnesota.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I am thrilled to have you. We spent the day yesterday kind of with orientation and kind of figuring out what we're going to be doing for the summer, and I'm excited about what you're going to do to help us. And hopefully it'll be really fun for you guys as well. But one of the things I learned is that we, all three of us, have something in common, and that is that our dads are all in commercial, or in my case, my dad was in commercial real estate. Mm-hmm. And how did that influence, Sam, how did that influence your decision to pursue this industry?
Yeah, so kind of at a younger age, I was able to get an idea of the industry, kind of see how it works and overhear some business calls from my dad and hear those type of things. And I kind of piqued my interest. And then throughout college, I just started to learn more and more and more and ended up drawing me into it to explore it for an internship and potentially a career down the road.
That's awesome. And Amanda, how about you?
So my dad was in commercial real estate. So it was like my grandpa and uncle.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So as I was growing up, I kind of was against it. I was like, I don't want to follow in their footsteps. And then in college, I was originally a marketing major. So I was like, I just don't want to do that. But then I kind of like looked more into it and just decided that that's what I wanted to do.
Well, that's so crazy. I remember not wanting to take any handouts from my dad, right? Mm-hmm. And I just was going to do it all on my own, right? And my husband is in commercial real estate, and I didn't want to compete with him.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'm not going to do all this. But there is something that gets in your blood about this industry. Mm-hmm. What intrigues you about the commercial real estate industry? You don't know everything yet, but what, from your viewpoint, what do you think is interesting?
So for me, it was like, no 2 days are the same, and that, I don't know, you just really go in not really knowing what you're going to do for the next week, next month, and the hours are, or it's kind of flexible, like your salary too, like it's just kind of like how hard you work and can make your own salary, so kind of intrigued me.
Right. I mean, there is something twisted and amazing about the fact that you have no idea if you're going to make any money, but you have unlimited potential to make as much money as you want to. So
yeah, just got to work hard and stick it out.
Yeah, and smart too. I think you can learn to work smarter. I've definitely learned to work smarter over the years. And I would say take all the handouts you can get, unlike what I grew up thinking. Yeah. It's really about who you know and who you talk to and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So what about you, Sam? Yeah.
I definitely agree with Amanda, what you said about how it's different every day. It changes week to week, month to month. I also like the idea of becoming a producer for a company, and where what I put in is what I get out. That's something that kind of excites me. It always kind of been that way, my motivation, the way I work. So that kind of drew me in if I can get into a brokerage position down the road.
We always say you eat what you kill, right?
Yep. So, mm-hmm.
you know,
and I've heard that before.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think you guys have kind of an interesting, you're entering the job market and the world at an interesting time. I mean, clearly the last few years have been incredibly challenging. Amanda, I think COVID had the biggest impact on your class, yeah. right? Because COVID started when you were a
high school senior. Yep. So I kind of missed out on prom and then graduation. And then my freshman year of college, I kind of missed out in like the social aspect of that, I guess. So I feel like that really had an impact on me with all classes being online freshman year. So yeah, I kind of had to learn how to work independently, which that was kind of a good thing in a sense, but yeah, it was just really different for me.
Yeah, I mean, I really felt for your class because I just feel like those things that are such milestone events mm-hmm. were opportunities that you potentially missed. And how do you think you found, what kinds of things did you do to kind of make up for that? Were there any?
Yeah, we got together like social distance. We had a lot of like Zooms with the friends and a virtual prom, which it was different, but it was kind of a really unique experience that I'm going to definitely tell my kids about someday. And yeah, just, it was different for sure.
Well, and Sam, you got to go through all of your high school career
Correct, yep.
in person,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And then you hit college and all of a sudden,
yeah.
you know, there's this thing that happens,
yeah,
right? And you did a couple years of junior hockey.
Junior hockey. Yep. 2 years after high school. So I came in as a freshman at 20 years old.
Okay.
So freshman year at 20, going great, loving it. Second semester rolls around, we hear about something. So my roommates actually had their hockey season canceled for D3. I'm like, what's going on here? It might be more serious than we think. And then we hear one more week after spring break, get a 2 week spring break. Everybody's excited.
Yeah, then, right. Then, yeah, there was a
so
little
excited.
Bit of that.
And
the parents weren't, I can just tell
yeah.
you. But
and then everybody knows what happened after that.
Yeah, so right.
I got sent back home. I mean, not too far from home, but out of the college campus and the living areas mm-hmm. there. It was difficult at first. I mean, for a good part of it, just being isolated because I had all these great friends I made. I really found my friend group the second semester, especially. And then just being sent back home, not being able to hang out with them as much anymore. But my family's great, and they made it a lot easier. We'd spend time together out in the patio and doing all sorts of things together. And then along what you said, like the Zooms with friends were mm-hmm. awesome, and going rollerblading with some buddies were a little further away, we were able to do it still. Then that's what kind of got me through it.
Yeah, well, I think it's really interesting as companies now are trying to attract your generation as talent for their companies, but also trying to navigate whether people should be in the office or should they be at home or should they work in both places, you know, do the hybrid model. What do you think, having had the experience, and I'll start with you, Sam, of being able to just do that full-time in-class thing versus the full-time work from home and in your case, school from home. Mm-hmm. What was that remote experience like compared to being full-time in person? And how do you think your friends and you adapted to that?
Yeah, so at first the all online was pretty tough for most people. A lot of my friends I've talked to as well. It's a big adjustment of having less responsibility in terms of be here at this time, be there at that time. It's like you just log in from anywhere and you can pay attention as much as you want, or you can sit on your phone for as much as you want. You're not required to really dial in like you would be in person. So that was a struggle for a lot of people at first, I think. And then after time, kind of adjusted to it, and we continued to have them through my next year at UST as well. And I've come to find more the hybrid option is the most effective, in my opinion,
uh-huh.
because you need to be in person for some things.
Yeah, like what kinds of things?
Like meetings or creating relationships. Like
sure.
I can't create a close bond with anybody if I'm talking to them through a computer screen.
Right.
You need to have face-to-face contact with people you're working with or learning from, your peers, classmates.
Sure.
And then I think also the hybrid option is good too, because some people are better at working in their own spaces.
Yeah.
I can be more efficient working at my desk setup than the office some days. And sometimes I want to be in the office to get away from something at home. It's like, I think the blended option is actually very effective.
Yeah. Would you add it to that?
Yeah, I agree with Sam. I really enjoyed the hybrid option because in person you can ask questions and really get to know your professors or your other students that you're working with. And I felt that it was almost easier, or like I learned more in person, but at the same time online, it was just nice to, I don't know, like get everything done on your own time and that kind of thing.
So one of the things I'm fascinated with is I feel like in our society, we have like this broad brush that we should do this and we should do that, where really people are really different, right? And some people mm-hmm. do great working from home or learning independently. And some people really need to be in person all the time. Looking at your friend groups and the differences, like, were there people that really excelled by being able to be more remote and others that really didn't handle it well? Or do you feel like everybody kind of handled it about the same?
Yeah, so I had one class that was all online, and I had one friend who really struggled with that because everything was due at the end and just kind of like pushed it off to the very end. And I don't know, it was just really hard for some people to get it done on time and manage all their time wisely. But yeah, other people were amazing at that and got it all done the first day. But yeah, it just really depends on the person I found.
I'm kind of last minute Lisa, so I don't know how I
know.
Would do it.
I know, I kind of spaced it out, but it was kind of hard.
It is harder
there.
When you don't have to show up. Yeah,
yes, exactly.
I agree for sure.
And what about your friend group?
My friend group, it was a blend. Like Amanda said, some of my friends, they just put it all off if they're not required to be somewhere. And other ones can space it out well. But overall, I think people just adapted as time went on. There's definitely a learning period of where you have to adjust to it. But over time, they're able to adjust to it pretty well. I mean, there's certain friends that need talking to people.
Yeah.
They're just super social.
Right.
And they struggle the most, if not just in classic mentally, because they're not talking to people every day, having those interactions they crave and they need.
Yeah, that's a good point. And then, I do know some people that really are a little more introverted. And so mm-hmm. having that a little bit more time mm-hmm. alone was probably a positive
thing. Yeah, that's
why
I love the option of being able to do both.
Yeah.
And those who are introverted more love being at home. That's totally fine. And if you're super extroverted, like to ask questions, then you just go in and talk to people.
Well, you are both just a few months or years away from entering the job market. I mean, the unemployment rate is currently 2% or less, which is just historically incredible. And the statistic says that the average starting salary for people with a 4-year degree is expected to top $50,000. So, right? Yeah. Right? Like, that's
good for us.
Yeah. You do understand that you have to pay for rent. And it's not just beer money, right?
I know, unfortunately.
There's going to be a lot of doors open for you and lots of opportunity. And you're going to have to choose. You're going to get to choose where you want to work. So I think people want to know what kinds of things are you looking for other than just the pay in a job?
I gotta start. Yeah.
Okay.
So I think our generation, especially, I mean, seeing what's happened and how many labor shortages there are at several different types of industries and jobs, they want to be treated well by their employers. I mean, for years, in my opinion, at least, I believe our generation thinks that they were just employees, not people, to many companies. Not all. There are some good ones out there. So they definitely want to have a place where they feel valued as a person. And then I almost feel like, as well as money amount, has a little more of a backseat than it used to. It's still very important, but they want to be somewhere where they can make a change, a positive impact, and something they care about and passionate about.
Hmm.
So I think those are some important things for those looking for jobs, what they're looking for.
Yeah. Interesting.
I think something that I've talked with friends about is flexibility is a really big thing, and kind of employers being understanding that you have a life outside of work and all of that stuff, the flexibility to go into the office or stay at home and that kind of stuff. Yeah, I think that's a big thing. And also I've talked to people that they don't want like a office job or like sitting at a desk all day doing the same exact thing every day. So I think people just want like a little like variety in their days and something to look forward to.
So do you think you'll work harder or less hard than your parents? I mean, I remember my son was with me when we were buying a cell phone when he was younger, of course. And he's kind of your generation. And he told the cell phone salesperson to not sell me a phone because I was on the phone all the time. But how do you think you'll work differently than you saw your parents work?
Yeah, sure. So I've personally seen my parents work very hard. But the thing with them is that I feel like your generation's work day kind of ended like right at a certain time, started at a certain time. And I feel like with us at school, the school day just kind of keeps going and going. And like I'd have tests on Saturdays. And so I'm kind of used to working like the entire day and not really with any breaks. So it's kind of different in that sense. But I don't know. I think everyone works hard in this.
That's so interesting because I, you know, my kids had that too. I mean, we never had like tests due on a Sunday night. I mean, we had homework that was due Monday when we were in class, but it was never, there was not like a midnight deadline for anything. Cause you guys were able, you know, were expected to be doing things at all different kinds of deadlines and hours. That's really, I never ever thought about that before. Sam, how do you think you see the work force different than the way your parents approached it?
Yeah, so I mean, both my mom and my dad have worked incredibly hard in their respective jobs to get where they are right now. I see myself working really hard as well. I don't see myself working as much because I really do value my life away from work and the passions. I'd love to grind out many years and put myself in a good position. It's one of my goals of mine to be able to explore my passions and work less, like work 4 day weeks possibly, if that's a opportunity for me to do that. So, I mean, I'm going to work hard, but not as much down the road.
And I would encourage you to work smart too. Yeah.
Yes.
Amanda, you mentioned your friends don't want to sit at a desk all day doing the same old thing, but let's talk about a little bit about commercial real estate and space, right? Mm-hmm. So you both know a little bit about it from different perspectives and even from, you know, your own experiences, but how important is that space, the actual place, the building, the amenities, how important are those things, do you think, going to be to you when you make a decision about where you want to work?
I think it's very important. I like to have an environment I'm comfortable in, I can be efficient in, and productive. So I think the space is very important. The location needs to be good. I don't want to be commuting 45 minutes, but that's more of a choice of mine. But in terms of the setup of the office, the flow of it, communication, it's very important to me when I do make a choice at some point.
Yeah, I think it really does matter because it's got to be a place that's going to make you want to go in instead of working from home. Like when you have the option, I know a lot of people are just going to be like, oh, I want to stay home. But if the office is really a place where you want to be and it's just a great place, then people are going to want to go into the office more. So I think it does matter.
One more thing on that.
Yeah,
too.
Absolutely.
Even just beyond the space, the culture of the company is one of the most important things. It's such a buzzword, but it does matter. You got to have good culture in the company and the community and be a team together. So that's also important, I think.
Yeah. Well, you've been on a lot of teams as a hockey player. And
yeah, some of my value.
Yeah. And that team mentality, I think, is, you know, it's important to feel like you belong somewhere. You're part of something. But I do think space can help with that. And how will people build teams and culture without you actually physically being together?
Yeah. I mean, it's a really good question. You need to have that interaction in order to learn personalities and match them together to be able to create an efficient team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's some really neat stuff, you know, people are building into spaces and giving people options of how they work and where they work. And one of the things that kind of the industry was going towards was having less square footage per person before COVID hit. And now they're kind of reevaluating that because people want a little bit more space, but they also want to be able to work, you know, maybe have a meeting in like a section of couches or have like some bar top tables that they can go kind of move around in. You know, do you think that kind of thing matters versus just having a desk?
Yeah, I do think that's important so you don't feel like we're stuck at a desk all day. And it's kind of more like a homey environment. It's kind of representing like your house kind of instead of the office space, I guess. So, yeah, I think that is important.
Well, it'll be fun for you to explore some different spaces this summer. And I will be interested to hear kind of what you think, you know, is something that, you know, somebody's making up that nobody will care about versus what really is going to make a difference. Yeah. What kind of things do you think you'll look for in a from a culture and a space standpoint?
Culture, Sam? And space. We'll start with the space. I do think it's important, as Amanda said. And like you said, like the countertop space. So like it kind of just kind of puts you in a setting of like you're going to grab a drink. And the communication open, you can be yourself. I think that kind of sure plays into each other, I'd say. And then for the culture, can you tell me or ask me the question again? Sorry.
Yeah, no, you said culture is important, and I believe that. But what does that mean to you? I mean, you talked about being part of something, but also and giving back. And maybe you've already answered the question. Yeah. But is there anything else that you would add to saying, you know, I can tell that I would fit there versus somewhere else?
Yeah, so for sure it needs to be a team environment. You got to be collaborative, accepting, open, different people. It's also very important, not with just me, but much of our generation as well. And a lot of companies have made those right adjustments to do that. So it really comes down to how they treat people, how they treat employees, the team aspect, and how they communicate.
Well, I think that the other interesting thing that you're experiencing versus my generation is just the whole job search and job hunt process, right? So, you know, a lot of competition, there's a lot of competition to, like, early on your senior year to say, hey, do you have a job yet? Like, people are accepting jobs super early. And this industry is typically not one that hires super early. We're not that organized.
I definitely learned that looking for internships. It's like, all my friends like, oh, I got one in October. I'm like, I haven't seen one posted yet for this industry.
Interesting. Well, I'm glad we nabbed you for sure. But, you know, so there's going to be that competition that you feel. And then I've, you know, my kids' friends have accepted a job and continued to hunt for more jobs. I mean, that's kind of unheard of to me that I would tell someone I was going to go work for them and then, like, you know, be still looking for another job. Mm-hmm. But they're being coached to do that. So it's a really unusual market, which offers so many choices to you. How do you think you'll navigate that?
Well,
big question, right?
Like,
that's next year. You know, we can worry about that later, right?
Yeah. So I think everyone's just going to look for, like, the best. Yeah. Like Sam was saying earlier, I don't even think the salary is as big of a, like, factor in it. I think it's more of, like, the culture and, like, the work environment and things like that that really are going to draw people in and make them choose that company over a different company.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. The salary has to be competitive for that to be the case, but that's kind of a given. Yeah, I agree with that as well. And then it's really just going to be a lot of research in terms of navigating how many job opportunities there are and a lot of interviews and meetings you have to have in order to see what is a good fit for me.
So you both are at the University of St. Thomas, right?
Yes.
How is school and your school specifically helping prepare you for the job market? Do you feel like your classes are helping you figure out what you want to do and where you want to go? And are there connections through the university that get you, well, probably connected you to me maybe, but please tell me a little bit more about how you're going to leverage what you're learning and the relationships you have at school to try to find work.
Yeah, I think throughout the classes taken, business courses, you kind of get an idea. Not that big into econ, maybe more marketing. You kind of just get ideas of what works for you, what doesn't. And that kind of led me to real estate by taking a couple of the introduction courses offered at UST. And then some of the good things they helped with was there was a real estate job fair, a career fair. And before that, I had talked to maybe two companies, just emailing, calling, trying to get a response. And after that, I had like four or five meetings after that, which is more than I had by a lot before that. So that was a big help for sure. It just kind of helps get the foot in the door. That's about all I've got on that, though.
Yeah, I agree with that. I really like how they make you take, like, a bunch of different business classes, because as I was saying earlier, I was originally a marketing major, but then I took one marketing class and I was like, immediately, this is not for me. So then I took a finance class, loved it, real estate, loved it. So yeah, just really like how they gave you all those and then you can kind of choose your options from there.
So we're going to have a fun summer. I've got high expectations for you. Okay. What expectations do you have for this internship and working for this company for the summer?
Yeah, I just really want to build relationships and make more connections in the industry and also learn more about it, because I feel like the in-person and actually doing it will help me a lot more than just school and stuff like that. So I'm just really excited to get to know more about it.
Yeah, I have to agree on quite a bit of that. Definitely want to learn more about the industry, because I've tried to learn as much as I can through just using the internet and reading things. But you can only learn so much by just looking at things. You need to experience them and have hands-on work. So I'm looking forward to learning more about the industry, more connections as well, networking, and seeing if this is something I want to do postgraduate.
Well, hopefully we'll give you a lot of opportunities to do all of those things. I think that, you know, it is a really interesting line of work and it's never the same 2 days in a row, as you said so succinctly, Amanda. You do have to do a lot of learning on the job. So you have to be comfortable kind of figuring out what the challenges are between the parties that are involved in a transaction and what their concerns are and what the real issues are, and take everything else out of the way and just figure out how you solve for that until the next issue arrives. And if you can solve all those little problems along the way, and they're all a little bit different, then you can bring two parties together to transact. And it's really rewarding when you get to that position. So
yeah, absolutely.
I know I'm super excited about the summer.
Yeah,
I know that for sure.
It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Well, I couldn't be more excited either. I'm so excited that you are able to join us on the podcast and give us a little snippet of what's going on in your head so we can attract more amazing talent like you. And thanks for this opportunity, and we'll have a great summer.
Yeah, me too. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of People, Places, and How We Use Spaces. I am business owner, broker, commercial real estate investor, and your host, Lisa Christensen. If you like this episode, please subscribe, share, and leave a review. To connect with me or the guests on today's show, shoot me an email at lisa@christensenandco.com. That's Lisa at Christensen, the word and, co.com. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day.